Yes, hi, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating an independent medical evaluation regarding examinee German Colonna, C-O-L-O-M-A, employee. Date of injury 4/13/10. Claim number 03-00860680, WCB number GO258616. Mr. Coloma was evaluated with the help of Spanish a translator, Betsabe, B-E-T-S-A-B-E, Fresco, F-R-E-S-C-O. He was evaluated on November 16th, 2023, and he was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. Mr. Coloma is a 54-year-old divorced male who resides with his 35-year-old daughter, son-in-law, and two grandchildren, ages 3 and 8. He had worked as a truck driver for 18 years. He last worked in May of 2010. At that time, he suffered an accident while closing the back door of the truck, he was propelled backwards and fell on the pavement. He reports that he sustained multiple injuries, including inflammation to his head, injuries of both shoulders, which led to neck and back surgery. A shoulder surgery, and he states he needed left jaw reconstruction. He had a spinal cord stimulator for chronic pain inserted November 2nd, 2022. The jumpiness in his legs secondary to the spinal cord stimulator was witnessed by this writer. Patient reports symptoms of depression appearing in 2012, including passive suicidal ideation at times. He states he was depressed secondary to his being unable to work and suffering pain. He also said that due to his accident, he separated from his wife and feels like he lost his family support at that time as well. He was working with a Dr. Morales, and he states that he had some possible drug-drug interactions prior, for the most part, sedation was an issue. He also reported difficulty relaxing and talking, but did find sessions with Dr. Aranda, his psychologist, to be helpful. He reports a period of improved mood, of more stable mood, until 5 months ago, when due to a depression recurrence, he was started on duloxetine 20 milligrams daily with good results. Said he did not do well on trazodone 100 milligrams at bedtime. He said near the time of the accident in 2010, he did once take a small overdose. But was able to soldier on. Past medical history included diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, overuse of opiates and muscle relaxants at times, no alcohol use. He's from Peru. He finished a second set of high school exams. Denies family psychiatric history or family drug history. Currently on mental status exam, he's casually dressed with fluent speech, eye contact fair. He reports reports panic attacks, at times hypnagogic hallucinations, saying critical things of him. Reality testing is intact. Some vague paranoia at times. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and month and year. He's off by the day of the week and the day by one. Insight and judgment are fair. He reports hobbies that he had to give up due to his injuries include soccer. Which saddened him. He's able to walk a block. Walking is his only exercise that he can participate in. He has a home attendant 2.5 hours a day who helps with preparing food. He finds his sessions with his psychologist, Dr. Aranda, helpful. He says his primary care doctor Dr. Petrusis, Dr. Deep Petrusis, DEPORTRIS, has been prescribing his antidepressants. Okay, there's a separate listing of the review of records. I feel he meets DSM-5 criteria for a major depressive disorder, moderate, without psychotic features. At the top of the page, at the first page, I'm just going to repeat, make sure these are there, claim number 03-00086-0680, and MES file number 211-230-21837, case type rescheduled WC, specialty psychiatry, employer, insured, fine water, seafood, client, Hanover, WC, Worcestershire. And the IME was 11-16-2023, 4 p.m. at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Okay, I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 302D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Okay. Okay, so the patient's compensation claim was initially established for his neck, back, left shoulder, post-concussion syndrome, bilateral jaw, and TMJ, depressive disorder, PTSD, and right shoulder were added in February of 2016. He also suffered motor vehicle accidents in April 7th of 2007 and April 16th of 2008, followed by right reconstruction surgery in 2009. Surgeries after 4/13/10 accident included left shoulder arthroscopy, bilateral TMJ surgery, decompressive lumbar laminectomy, discectomy, transferamial interbody fusion and posterior and posterior lateral spinal fusion at L4-5, cervical discectomy and fusion at C4-6 on 4 of 2016. He also had right shoulder arthroscopy, lumbar revision procedure, a bone graft and spinal cord stimulator, as stated above. His sessions with Dr. Aranda are 3 per month and initially started in March of 2015. He was initially prescribed medication by Dr. Hugo Morales, including trazodone, prevenazine, fluoxetine, and amitriptyline. Currently, he's finding duloxetine 20 milligrams helpful, but feels that it would be more helpful if the dose were raised, and he's hoping that might be determined following this evaluation. Patient was also noted to be very with great difficulty functioning. He states that's better now that he lives with his daughter and her family. Okay, so the following questions were addressed. His daily life consists of, he states he has not been driving. He has an aide to help him with his hygiene for 2.5 hours a day. His only form of exercise is going for walks. His daughter does the grocery shopping and the light household chores, as he's not able to engage in those activities. I believe his diagnosis is major depressive disorder, and that appears to have also been present in April of 2010. I believe his injuries are causally related to the accident in April 2010, and I feel he does require further treatment. I believe he should continue in therapy sessions 3 a month with Dr. Aranda. He should also be treated by a psychiatrist and have the duloxetine titrated. Doses of duloxetine therapeutic go up to as high as 120 milligrams, and that might be helpful to him to raise the dose. He has not reached MMI, in my opinion. I believe he's 100% disabled at this time. After the accident in February of 2020, he required additional help at home, and that's when his daughter and her family became more actively involved in his day-to-day care. I hope this information is helpful to you.